Did you know that you can actually get stress relief by grooming your horse? Yes, you can. In a research study by Schutt and a group of other people in 2007, they noted that Barbary macaques who were grooming one another, the groomers experienced more stress relief than the groomees. With that in mind, we're going to build on creating a stress-relieving grooming exercise for horse riders. The first thing is to think of grooming as a process rather than as a quick task to get done before you jump on your horse and ride. Before you even start taking things out of your tack box, take a moment to simply stand quietly by your horse and breathe 3 deep breaths. Take in the sensations around you, the smell of your horse, the noise your horse might be making, and continue to pull in the benefit of being out in nature by becoming more intentional and in this present moment as you're breathing. Often we breathe shallowly, especially when we're anxious and rushing about in our days. So take a moment to really breathe deeply and massage those internal organisms through your diaphragm, moving and your lungs truly expanding and moving all your organs internally, as should happen when you breathe properly. Next, take a look at your horse. Cast your eye from nose to eye, to pole to ear, down their neck, over their back, down their tail, across their belly, across their ribs, across their chest, and look at their feet. How is your horse standing? Is your horse standing on all 4 feet evenly? Is your horse being relaxed with a back leg cocked? Is your horse pushing her weight forward or pushing her weight back? Take note of these important ways in which your horse is telling you how he feels. Next, take a moment to really ground yourself. Feel all 4 corners of your feet, both feet touching the ground. If you're not grounded, if you're not solid, your horse won't be grounded or as solid as they can be also. So feel your big toe, feel your little toe, feel each side of your heel, feel the center of your foot touching the ground. Now take a moment to run your hands over your horse. Run your hands from their pole down their spine. Notice what seems tight. Run your hands all over your horse, being safe, obviously, and notice where your horse feels tight, where he feels more supple. Notice if his fur is silky in some areas and rougher in other areas, thick in some areas and thinner in other areas. All of this gives you information about how your horse is doing. Now is the moment to start to groom your horse with the normal tools of a brush and a curry comb and a hoof pick and so on. But before you even start brushing out your horse, take a moment to look at the palms of your hands and fill those palms with love and sensitivity and touch. And as you stroke rhythmically with the brush, send your horse those feelings of love. Be sensitive, be light with your hand. Note if your horse reacts when you brush. Again, they're giving you information. Grooming your horse is a really important moment. Some would also say it's a very sacred and informational moment as well. Take a moment to enjoy the grooming. It's not simply a task that has to be done before you saddle up and ride off. It's an important moment of stress relief, slowing down, quietening down for you. It lowers your heart rate. It lowers your blood pressure. It lowers your respiration rate along with your horse's. It helps shift your central nervous system from being that in that fight or flight sympathetic mode that you might have been in at work or at home with the children all day. And it enables the relaxation, slowing down response, the healing response actually of your body to take a hold. So I encourage you and I invite you every moment you groom your horse to treat it with the sacredness that it contains. Hope you enjoyed this tip. Let me know how it went for you. I'm Sheila Armitage at The Wind Horse Journey. We are a well-being and happiness firm.